On the 18th day of May, from home I was taken away. I was taken by the high sheriff, Brooks Conley and John May. They first came to my father's house, but neither one could rise. They would not state their business, but asked to stay all night. The door, it was open, they walked in very snug, and right into the bedroom arrested Mr. Bub. He walked into the kitchen, they thought they had him found, went out into the night air, he made a deadly bound. He first came up to Hodgins, to me he said, "It's so, the sheriff of Calhoun County is after you, I know." At first I heard a footstep, and then I heard a knock. They demanded Mr. Hodgins his door to unlock. The door, it was open, they walked right in with care. A revolver pointed at me, attempting me to scare. My eyes, they fairly sparkled, the revolver shone so bright. I clasped the revolver in one hand and struck him with my right. They took me up to Brooksville, my case it did advance. No one appeared against me to give any evidence. They took me on to Grantsville as though I were for sale. They delivered me up to the turnkey of the Calhoun County Jail. His key down in his pocket, his work would never fail. Good rule, he had the turnkey of the Calhoun County Jail. Next morning I awoke, the night it had unfolded. They called me to my breakfast as they poked it through a hole. I looked to see who had it through checkers like a veil. I saw it was the turnkey of the Calhoun County Jail. Said I, what if I die here among these rocks and clay? They would bury me as a balance, and there I'd have to stay. Come all you jolly young men, a warning take from me. Quit drinking and your gambling and shun bad company. For if ever I gain my liberty and live to hit the trail, I'll bid adieu to the turnkey of the Calhoun County Jail.